everybody. Welcome to my world. How's your world doing? I hope spring has sprung because I'll tell you what, I enjoy the warm weather. The only bad thing I don't like, pollen. It's out there, and I'll tell you what, my sinuses have been going nuts all day long, which means the leaves are starting to bud in the trees, and pretty soon pollen's going to be everywhere, especially oak pollen, and I don't get along with oak pollen. But that's my world. Well, hey, before we get going on my world, we have to do a disclaimer. So let me go through that. Nothing in the show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a grain of salt. I mean a big grain of salt. And always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, chill out. Oh, did you bring your snacks? Did you bring your favorite beverage? If not, you better hurry it up. Make sure you have that. Sit back and relax. Oh, yeah, tell your friends about us. Every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on trimradio.com. Wow, so much stuff going on. So much stuff in the news. You know, you got President Trump is talking about Greenland. Wow. Greenland is, I guess, a protectorate of what? Denmark? Yeah, Denmark. And I guess they just took a vote to do their own thing. So we'll see what happens with Greenland. It's awful cold up there. I don't know if I could take Greenland. Maybe in the summertime. Maybe not. It's probably about the same temperature as Canada. Maybe. Well, anyhow, let's see what we've got going on here. We've got to talk about Trim Radio. And, you know, we always talk about Trim Radio because, hey, they're really great about carrying the show. And they have been for many years. And I've been doing things off and on with Trim Radio Network. And I'm up to two shows now, which is great. I have one on Wednesday night and one on Sunday night, better known as Money and Change. So you better check that one out because we're going to get into some difficult times, I think. But we'll cover that Sunday at 7 p.m. Well, anyhow, what do we do here on Trim Radio Network where we cut the bull and serve the truth? We have different shows. And you can see by the screen here, we have Adventure Awaits Around the Bend. They are on Spotify. We have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. We have Life Walk with Christ God. And guess what? That's with Michael Bejas. You got to check out that show. We have Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. So you want to check that out. We're on Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. We've got the Offsides College Football Top 25. Of course, we have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever right here on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. We also have the Positude Podcast, and we have Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. And I always tell Rascala, and I know I say this every time, hey, Rascala, I want the green pill. I don't need the red pill or the blue pill. I need the green pill. Maybe you'll come up with a yellow pill or something. Who knows? Anyhow, Rascal's a good buddy. And I'll tell you what, he's helped out a friend of mine on computers recently. He's a computer whiz. And I'm very appreciative of that. And then we've got Victoria Smith with the Natural Marketer Podcast. You got to check her show out. If your company needs to do some marketing or your social group needs marketing, your own private business needs private market, you know, marketing skills, hey, check her out. She's great, and she's a professional, okay? She really knows how to do marketing. Wow. What happens if you want to just listen to the archives? Well, you go over here to the Listen Now page, the button. Click on that. You can get the live stream or you can get the past episodes. Also, you can partner with us. You can host a show. You can advertise on Trim Radio too. If you want to host a show, it's real easy and they'll get back with you and show you exactly how to do it, what equipment you need. And it's easy. It really is. And you can put as much in your equipment as you want. It's not a bad deal. And you can support the station. You can donate money or you can shop and buy the merch. And it's easy to do. All you have to do is click that shop merchandise button. And there it is. And you can buy airtime at $25. Okay, that's a deposit for airtime fees. You can do 60-second spot on air advertising. You can do on-air Trim Radio 11-ounce black mug. Of course, you can get the Red Pill Reality Show New Blend Hooded Sweatshirt. Or you can get the Bull Eye VIP Membership. And you can get the Life Walk with Christ God on-air Hooded Sweatshirt. Trim Radio Network Tumblr. The on-air Color Morphing Mug. And then we Cut the Bull Woman's Ideal Racer Back Tank Top with the fancy bull with the glaring eyes. And then we've also got Make the Right Vote in 2024. They still have some of those and it's limited. So you want to get to those. Now, let's say you just want to contact us. What do you do? Bingo. You'll see a little blue circle up here with a little talk button in there. Then there's the thing that says, hi there, thanks for visiting Trim Radio Network. How can I help you today? Click the button. And it says, we are here to help with getting your podcast in our network, getting you in contact with the show hosts, and anything else we can do to help. Put your name in, your phone number, your message, put your email address there. And if you have a cell phone, you might want to put the cell phone in too. Then all you have to do is click on the message and somebody will be with you very quickly. So you'll know that we've got your message, okay? It's a good deal. But hey, everybody says, well, you buy the merchandise, do you guys get paid? No, we don't. It goes to pay for airtime because we're worldwide. And airtime is not cheap. So that's what we have to do. And the more merchandise that you guys purchase, it helps out with the airtime fees. It really does. So you want to help us out. And you can also hit the watch live or the listen live button too. Okay? Not a bad deal. And you can get us 24/7 because we've got our recorded stuff on Facebook. We've got it on Instagram. We've got it on X, what used to be Twitter. And we have YouTube. We also have Rumble, too. So you want to check that out. Wow, we've got our own page. And I was going through things and I was posting things on the page today. It's easy. All you have to do is look at My World and you can join the group. And it's private. Just send me an email and I'll go ahead and get you on the list. Eventually, we'll open it up to public and do it that way. But right now, it's for members only. But a big shout out to Gary, who is recuperating. And he just sent me a text today and he says, well, I'm feeling better. I went to the doctor and he did what he had to do and I'm feeling really good and I'm home now. So that's good. And of course, then we got Bob out there. We've got Jerry, my good old buddy Jerry, and a bunch of others. And I'll tell you what, you just have to watch the show. You never know, your name may come up. I'll never give out your last name. I always tell you your first names out. I'll give those out, but I don't want to do last names. Especially if your girlfriends find out. Well, oh, anyhow. Hey, we have the University of Findlay. And I always give a spiel about that. I guess that's a German word, spiel. Anyhow, the University of Findlay is located in Findlay, Ohio. It's an NCAA Division II sports school. And besides sports, you know, they have things called education. I guess if I was in Kentucky or West Virginia, I could say education and get along with it, you know, get away with it. But anyhow, they have a good school there. And I'll tell you what, it's located in Findlay, Ohio, which is an all-American city. It's got plenty of things to do in Findlay, Ohio. And if you get bored there and you want to go up to Bowling Green, you can go north to Bowling Green. They have a lot of stuff there. Or if you want to go up to Toledo, you can go to Toledo, which is about 2 hours from Findlay. But the University of Findlay has bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees. And they're located, of course, in Findlay, Ohio. They have three campuses. They have the hazardous materials campus, where they teach people how to identify hazardous materials and how to handle the materials and how to neutralize the materials. That's on one campus. And then they have the equestrian campus on the other side of Findlay, and they do pre-veterinary sciences there and equestrian studies, where you ride the horses. And I'll tell you what, they've got a very good program there. Also on main campus, they've got a lot of different things on main campus, including a school of nursing. They also have their science division, which is a really good one. The School of Business is fantastic. Fairly new building there. It's the science building. I mean, it's great. The education department is very good. They have a lot of good professors and very good facilities. And it's all headed up by Dr. Kathy Fell. And she's been there for quite a while. And I'll tell you what, she's done a fantastic job. And you just have to check them out. Go to www.findlay.edu. That's all you have to do. And, you know, when you take a look at they're one of Ohio's 10 most affordable colleges. Well, they're not a college. They're a university. They have 19 consecutive years of best colleges. Now, that's a good one. U.S. News and World Report. They're also the best colleges in America in 2024 with Money Magazine. So you have to check that out. Please. You have to start now, because the fall semester, you have to get every bit of paperwork and get all the ducks in a row for that one. Okay? Check it out. The University of Findlay, located in Findlay, Ohio. Also, sports. Wow, this year, it's been a crazy year. And going to their sports page, they've got a lot of things going on. Swimming and diving, they're going to be, I guess, looking at the NCAA Division II National Championship. Swimming and diving, they're going to be going there. They've got tennis, women's tennis. They've got track and field. Women's lacrosse. They've got some really good teams, And they are sending 17 members of their track and field team to the Nationals. That was just announced this last week. And I'll tell you what, for a small school like the University of Findlay, and they're sending 17 to the NCAA Division II track and field shows. That's something else. They've got a good sports program, but you put that aside, it's a good educational school, so you want to check them out. You really do. That's the University of Findlay in Findlay, Ohio. Wow, what else do we have going on? Not that one, that's too soon. Oh, there's our guy with the bush light. Yeah, did you bring your bush? Well, I don't know. Anyhow, what else do we have? We have Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And I'll tell you what, Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks, he does an excellent job. An excellent job doing his pens and blanks. He really does. And I'll tell you what, if you're a company or you're a sorority or you're fraternity or sorority, high school, whatever, and you want to do some commemorative pens, get a hold of Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. He does an excellent job. And if you just want the center section of the pen made so you can finish it, he'll do that too. But he does an excellent job with his pens. No matter what he does, it's perfect when it comes out of the shop. And a real nice presentation case too. And I know Michael Bejas and I both have pens from Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And we bought them. He didn't give them. He does not give things away. But I'll tell you what, he does an excellent job. So you want to check that out, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Oh, what else is coming up? Wow, we've got the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. They're on YouTube. Check them out. The Pecan Grove with Danny and Wanda King. Check them out. We've got LDS Prepper with David Gilmore. And, you know, I always talk about GMRS radios. This is an Ocean, W-O-U-X-U-N, 935G+, and it's got a Nagoya antenna. The other night, I thought I would just fire this thing up and I would go ahead and try to get on the repeater in Dayton, Ohio. And I did, which is, it's about 35 miles away. And I talked to somebody 85 miles away. And I've talked to him before, but not recently. And so we were talking a little bit. And suddenly a guy came in from Connersville, Indiana. And he found the repeater and he was talking with us. So we had a good time. We really did. But for $35, you get a license from the FCC, no test at all. And that license is good for 10 years. And anybody in your family can use it. Just follow the rules, Part 95. You no cussing, no swearing, whatever. You know what I mean? You got to be nice on the radio, but you can get a lot of friends. And in the case of an emergency and the phones don't work, radios will. So you have to get these and learn how to use them. And I can talk to 5 or 6 different repeaters. And also, I can talk locally. And the local guys are fun guys, okay? So anyhow, check them out. The GMRS radios. Well, what else is going on? We've got Southern Prepper 1 with Dave Kobler. We've got Patriot Nurse with Rachel. We've got the Prepper Princess, Amber Stork. She's a self-made millionaireess. Well, she calls it millionaire. I guess you can call it that. And she lives frugally, and she tells you how to do it. Okay? Then we have the Max with Colby, and I'll tell you what, he's a sharp guy. He talks probably 2 or 3 times a week on his videos about anything that's going on, and he has a good show. I really like him. I follow all these people, and some people I know because I've met Brad and Krista before, and I've talked to them over the years. I've talked with Wanda King down at Pecan Grove down at Wiggins, Mississippi. And I've also talked with David Kobler. I've known him almost 16 years now. And Patriot Nurse, I've corresponded with her. Amber Stork, I love that show. And you can check it out there. Are you thirsty? There's a commercial. Okay. Anyhow, you know, David Gilmore talks about GMRS radios. And he put out, well, he's got over 600, no, last time he said over 700 videos. He must have been at 699 the last time I saw him. But this last show that he did, he was talking about church emergency GMRS radio comms, A to Z. And he belongs to the Church of Latter-day Saints. And they're really big into preparedness. And so he had this show and it came up this week. And he had Dave Carlton on talking about how they set up their own emergency network. I'll put it that way. And they have different wards or parishes, you know, stakes, and they have a way of communicating with everybody in an emergency. That's great. You know, I think some of the stuff that they do is fantastic. And they're really into preparedness and being able to take care of themselves in an emergency. Watch that video. I've got it posted on Money and Change, too. You have to watch it. It's interesting. Oh, here's Rachel. Yeah, WI38 exposed. That is the measles and measles vaccine and so forth. She knows her stuff. Watch the video, please. What out? Oh, there's My World. Yes, that was posted there. Oh, here's Danny at Deep South Homestead. And he's talking about knives, presentation knives and so forth. These guys are, I guess, in Wiggins, Mississippi, and they do knife shows different places. So you want to check that one out. Well, what's going on around here in my world? Well, I saw this today, and I thought I would just pass this out to everybody. The EPA head says he'll roll back dozens of environmental regulations, including rules on climate change. You know, EPA rules are good rules, some of them at least. And that's why we have clean air and clean water. But sometimes they make things kind of tough. They put all these different restrictions in, and sometimes they kind of muck things up, gets mucky. Yeah, they can really screw things up. Oh, and here he is, and he's talking with J.D. Vance, and also, who's this character over on the left-hand side? I believe that's Mike DeWine, governor of Ohio. But he's talking about what he called the most consequential day of deregulation in American history. The head of the Environmental Protection Agency announced the series of actions Wednesday to roll back landmark environmental regulations, including rules on pollution from coal-fired power plants. Well, we need the coal-fired flower plants. Ooh, boy, I got to get my lips working here. Coal-fired power plants and climate change and electric vehicles. Because, hey, you know, we shouldn't have gotten rid of some of the coal-fired power plants because they were actually very efficient. And we didn't have to buy power from other sources. Because, let's face it, solar panels and windmills don't exactly cut the mustard, if you know what I mean. It's great when the sun's out, but what if it isn't? So anyhow, they're going to work on that. And he said, if approved after a lengthy process that includes public comment, the Trump administration's actions will eliminate trillions of dollars in regulatory costs and hidden taxes, according to Zeldin. And it lowers the cost of living for Americans, families, and reducing prices for such essentials as buying a car, heating your home, and operating a business. Speaking of electric cars, President Trump just bought a Tesla. I mean, he gets chauffeured around. Why would he want a Tesla unless he wants his people and his staff to drive him? And I don't know how long that extension cord has to be on those things. I just can't figure that one out. But anyhow, I've seen some Teslas. Some are really different looking, and they're very quiet operating abilities. I mean, you seldom hear them do anything. They could be sitting in traffic and take off, and you really don't hear things. So, for me, I'm not going to spend $100,000 on a Tesla. Because what do you do with the battery when it dies on you? Or how about it catches fire? Oh, speaking of fires, hey, up in northeastern Ohio, they had a big lot where they take it, cars that insurance companies get and so forth. You know, they're damaged. They cut them apart for parts and everything else. Well, somehow that caught on fire. I think it was up in Lorraine. It was one heck of a big fire. And they just finally got it put out. And I saw some of that. And I couldn't believe the number of cars they had in that lot. I mean, it was a humongous fire. Yeah, well, what else is going on? Oh, yeah, digital dollar. People were talking about the digital dollar. And I'm thinking, you know, when they had COVID, they said, oh, don't touch money. It's dirty. It'll have disease on the money. Use your credit card instead. So people did. And some people couldn't afford to pay the bill because they were out of work. Because COVID shut the business down. And you always had to use your card. I always use money, cash. If it's a big purchase, I'll use my credit card. Other than that, that's it. And now there's talk about going to a digital currency. And I'm thinking maybe this summer. It's only my thinking because I've listened to all kinds of sources. And they're saying by July, I don't know, 15th or whatever, everything's going to be digital. Well, why did they do that? Well, they track you. They track everything. All the sales will be digital. They know how much you've spent, what you've spent it on. Well, that means, you know, if Gary goes out and buys a big box of Snickers candy bars or Baby Ruth's, and he's got his credit card and he uses it, then they know that he buys Snickers or Baby Ruth's. But what happens if he takes the Baby Ruth to the pool and he's swimming and he wants to have some fun and takes the Baby Ruth and throws it in the pool? Hey, that's a way to clear out a pool, isn't it? Well, anyhow, I think I saw that on the national, one of the National Lampoon things about something about a gopher in a country club. Anyhow. Just kidding. I saw this one, and this is Forbes, and he's talking about the digital dollar. And this is what you need to listen.
The Reserve is considering a digital dollar. The implications for privacy and freedom are frightening.
Check it out. Steve Forbes.
Hello, I'm Steve Forbes, and this is What's Ahead, where you get the insights you need to better navigate these turbulent times. Central banks around the world are examining whether they should create digital currencies. China is gradually enrolling. Dollar collapse of crypto exchange FTX. Now, advocates say CBDCs will help central banks better fight inflation because they'll have more direct control over the money supply, that it will sharply speed up transaction payments between buyers and sellers in the marketplace, where settlements, most particularly if they cross borders, can take days before a payment clears and you can access your money. It will also help fight money laundering and keep rogue nations from evading sanctions. But central bank digital money is ominous. The downside of governments being able to track digitally every single product or service you buy and sell is chilling. This is where China's headed. India has been trying to reassure skeptics by declaring that transactions would stay, quote, largely anonymous, end quote. But government bureaucracies won't be able to resist the temptation. They'll always have excuses like fighting crime or combating tax cheating. CBDCs would give officials a powerful tool of control and manipulation. It would be an irresistible drug for central banks trying to direct the economy. If they think the economy is overheating, they could freeze a certain percentage of your cash. Or if these poobahs decide that things are too slow, they could punish people who, they conclude, are saving too much. Spend it or lose it, they could decree. If you have undesirable political views, you might not be able to access your money, since traditional cash would be outlawed and your digital cash would be in a government-approved digital wallet. Digital cash would even allow governments to fine-tune monetary policy with individualized interest rates. Then there's the all-too-real challenge of security. Digital cash systems would be a hacker's delight. The treasure trove of data governments would have on every aspect of your life would be breached. As for speeding up payments, that can be achieved with improved electronic transfers. The Federal Reserve already has an experiment with that underway called FedNow. Congress should immediately hold hearings on the subject of central bank digital cash and ban the Fed from creating a digital dollar. Government digital cash is a formula for tyranny. I'm Steve Forbes. Thanks for listening. Do send in your comments and suggestions. I look forward to being with you soon again.
Oh, yeah. The digital currency bit. I'll tell you what. I don't know about that. You can say, yeah, it's easy and so forth, but I'll tell you what. They can really get into your savings. They can cancel you out of your savings when you need the money the most. So I don't like digital currencies. And Europe is going to go to a digital currency. A lot of places, I think it's Sweden and Norway and maybe Denmark, they use digital currencies, where a lot of people, older people, just like to have cash. And cash talks. But what we have is fiat currency. The fiat currency that we have is just paper. If the Federal Reserve crashes, banks crash, our paper's worthless. It has to be gold-backed. I think that's where we're going to go. But it's too early to tell. So you might want to prep for things that might go bump in the night, if you know what I mean. Here's a video of the fire that I got to see this last, I don't know, what was it, Saturday? Friday or Saturday? And I'll tell you what, that was one heck of a fire. Those flames were going up 20 to 30 feet above the rooftop, and it took out three businesses, and it damaged a friend of mine's sign shop. And so I was out there, and it was raining, but I'll tell you what, I left that place and I smelled like smoke. And I said Sunday it was really bad. And fire departments from six different agencies participated to help put the fire out. And I think they put the fire out by 5 o'clock in the morning. And I was there about 12:30 at night. Smelled like smoke like you wouldn't believe. Well, here's a little recession warning. And I think it's 6 minutes long, and we don't need to get into that. But AP had it explained what's recession and why is it raising anxiety about rolling markets and stuff. Yeah, it's scary. A lot of things that I've been watching lately for Money and Change talks about the possibility of a recession, not a depression, but a recession. You can have a mild recession or a bad recession. And like I always say, pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, make sure you have the appropriate clothing, make sure you can purify and store water, 2 gallons per person a day. The old thing was 1 gallon per person per day. That was ridiculous. You're going to use more than that. I would say at least save 3 gallons per water per person per day. You know, I carry a couple of 55-gallon drums worth of water just for me. So, you know, plus bottled water and everything else. Make sure that you have your medications. Okay. Make sure you have your medications. Make sure you have a good first aid kit. Make sure your fire alarms in your house are working. Your CO2 device is working. Make sure you've got extra batteries. We get into a recession. You know, you go to the grocery store. Oh, yeah, toilet paper. Holy cow. The price on toilet paper went up. The price on paper towels went up. Just go to the store and look at the prices and stock up now before everything takes off and goes sky high. What else is going on? Oh, here's something. I was laughing like crazy. It happened on Facebook. And I laughed so hard. This isn't very long, but it's funny. It is funny. You notice the crescent moon? What does that tell you? That's the old symbol for an outhouse. Watch this.
You got Sears catalog. Sears catalog? People ain't used Sears catalogs in years. I order everything on Amazon.
Oh, that'll work. Thanks.
Wait a minute. Open that door. You got another one?
You've heard. You got Sears catalog.
Sears catalog? People ain't used Sears catalogs in years. I order everything on Amazon.
Oh, that'll work. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, my goodness. Sears catalogs were used for toilet paper years ago, and you had to watch out for the staples. Well, hey, you know, President Trump was talking about the possibility of making Canada the 51st state. Can you imagine that? I don't think the Canadians would want that. There might be a few, but generally the Canadians, despite their political situation, they're a good old bunch of hardy people. And I used to know a lot of people from Canada that would go down to Florida, and they'd be there when I'd go down on vacation. And we had the best of times, and they were funny. I could tell a lot of stories about that, especially when the French Canadians came down and they were speaking French. And the friend of mine, when Thelma was living, she sat there and she listened to the whole thing, and they got up and they left for lunch. And I said, Thelma, I said, what were they saying? Because I only know a little bit of French. She knew it fluently. And she told me. And so they came back from lunch to get some sun. And we were back out on the beach. And I was sitting there. I wanted to see what was going to happen. And of course, they came by and they said, you know, hello to Thelma, and Thelma responded in French, fluent French. They just about died. I don't think they stayed there more than one more day. It was something. Well, anyhow, here's a little Canadian humor.
Traveling in the States, you know, and when they find out that you're from Canada, they always ask me the same question. I don't know if you guys experienced this. So I was like, oh, you're from Canada? Is free healthcare good? Is free healthcare good? I'm like, well, not paying for stuff is way better than paying for stuff. So 9 times out of 10, I'd rather not pay for stuff. It's a rough estimate. It's a rough estimate. You know? Yeah. They get upset. They get upset, though. They're like, well, screw you, Canadian. The only reason why you guys can afford free healthcare is because you don't have an army. I'm like, we do. It's like, you don't have an army. And use army to protect you. We can invade you whenever we want to, you stupid jerk. Like, I'm talking about healthcare, sir. Maybe you want to tone it down a notch. You know? Besides, that's only half true. Yes, America, they do have a gigantic army. They do. But don't worry, they could never. Order first. But there's way too many taco stands here for this to be Canada. I think I have diarrhea. I'm in Mexico. Better head west. You know, we got 3 more shots at this and we will get them. They probably would eventually invade us, right? You know, but don't worry again. You know, they wouldn't stay. They wouldn't stay for one main reason.
one main reason. January. We're a nightmare in this country in January. I'm from Ottawa and we have a winter festival just so we don't kill ourselves. Big tourist attraction in Ottawa is there's a 3-mile canal that freezes over and public servants skate to work. I'm like, you can skate to work. And you're like, okay, can I jog? No, you must skate. To survive the elements, you must skate. You know, doesn't sound good at all. My main problem is with winter here is that cleavage is gone, you know. Boobs are off the streets. And then you never know when they're going to come back. You know, it's April. They're still not back, you know. It's a big part of my day, big part of every guy's day. And we're not creepy about it. It just makes us happier in the summer, you know. You just see something once a day across the street. Oh, I like that. That's good. It's just gone in the winter, you know. Maybe you do see an attractive lady, but you have no idea what she looks like. She's got 8 ill-fitting jackets on, just shuffling down the street. Her neck warmer's just caked in snot. You know? You're like, well, her eyelids look attractive. I guess we'll invite her inside. Roll the dice on this one, you know? See what's in this Kinder surprise. Hope I get the toy. Not the puzzle. It's confusing. It's confusing. We're less racist than Americans. They'll put racism into legislation down there. In Arizona, I don't know if you know this, they have a law that if you look illegal, the police can pull you over. If you look illegal, that's the law. Look it up. Yeah. And here's how I know that it's a racist law, because you couldn't pass that law to keep Canadians out of America. You could. What do illegal Canadians look like? Black guy's wearing a lot of flannel. He's probably an illegal Canadian piece of crap. Black guy's wearing a jean jacket and jean pants. They call it the Canadian tuxedo, Stevenson. It says right here in this pamphlet, How to Catch a Snow Mexican. Right here. You see that? Right there. Yeah. Yeah. How do they find us? Build a hockey rink, see who shows up. And there'd be a test. You'd have to line all the suspects up against the wall and start pushing them individually, start shoving them. And all the Americans, they'd be like, screw you. Screw you for pushing me. Then one guy, he'd be like, sorry. It's like, Canadian. We got one, Stevenson.
Yep, that's Canadian. Well, hey. What about recessions? I had one on here and I just canceled it. Oh my goodness. What am I going to do? I've got itchy trigger fingers. Well, I'm just going to have to find that one. But speaking of Canadians, you remember Monty Python? That used to be one of the funniest British shows around, but they did a spoof on Canadians. And I'll tell you what. This is the classic one with Michael Palin. Watch this.
Blush! Prefer the mighty soft pine! What about like many parrots? The smell of fresh cut timber! The craft of mighty trees. With my best girl by my side, we sing, sing, sing.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesday, I'll go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
He cuts down trees, he eats his lunch, he goes to the lavatory. On Wednesday, he goes shopping and buttered scones for tea. He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He shoots all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I skip and jump, I like to press wildflowers. I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
He cuts down trees, he sits and jumps. He likes to press wildflowers. He puts on women's clothing and hangs around in bars. He's a lumberjack and he's old, he sings all night, he works all day.
I cut down trees on my half hill, suspend his hand of grass. I wish I'd been a girlie, just like my dear papa. I cut down trees on my half hill, suspend his hand of grass. I wish I'd been a girlie, just like my dear papa.
Oh, wow. I'll tell you what. That was a classic. There was one that I wanted to do, and I erased it. I got to get it to you because I'll tell you what, this is important. Let's see if I can get this going here. Sorry for the itchy keyboard fingers. I had this all set up, and I was going to get with Eric and see if I could possibly get him to talk about it, but I'll just bring it up now. Let's see if I can do this. Oops, I have to learn to spell. And I can't get my fingers to work. And he's pushing it. Oh, it was up there. Daggone it. I hit the wrong button. Okay.
So my doctor told me I need to get my diet in order.
Well.
Clean it up. Eat.
Yeah, take X-Lax too, buddy.
It's everywhere, all over the news.
Here we go.
Experts are predicting that we're heading into another recession this year. Are you ready for this? Well, it's not quite here yet. That's great. We still have some time. And it's very important we stay ahead of this. So I have a very short video today. Stay through this. 5 proven ways, not just to survive, but to prosper and thrive through a recession time. That's what this channel is all about. All right.
Hey, and that's what I did on, gee whiz, Sunday with Money and Change. And the Sunday before that with Money and Change, and the Sunday before that. And that's what happens when you don't watch Money and Change, because I'm bringing some of this stuff up, and I don't know if they're copying me or I'm just thinking ahead. Listen to Eric. He's located up in Michigan.
Number one, nobody wants to hear this. Create a strict budget. You know, when times are easy, you have some extra money. It's human nature to blow that extra money or possibly subscribe to things you don't normally subscribe to or buy things you don't necessarily need. It happens all the time. But you know what? Tough times haven't hit yet, but now's the time to start trimming the fat. Go through and find out those things that you don't really need or possibly frivolous spending. Trim it out now so you have that extra money. Find those areas you spend too much on and make it so you don't spend so much on them. Number two, nobody wants to hear this either. Set up an emergency fund. And now, obviously, setting aside cash is good during inflation times, not necessarily, because the more your money sits aside, the less value it becomes. It's money that's not being used. Think of it that way. But very rarely during recessions, you have inflation. It does happen, but very rarely. So having money set aside during these recession times is a great idea. If you can have a month or two or three of all your bills set aside so that way you can pay them during these troubled times. But listen, credit cards are not the answer to this. They are not the answer. Do not go down that path. It's going to worsen the situation. All right. So of course, the good argument is, I don't have any extra cash. I know. Number three, invest in things that will give you a return. Now, I'm not saying invest like stock market necessarily or mutual funds, but listen, right now, things are relatively good. I mean, things are not the best, but people perceive it is, and people actually have extra money. They can afford extra things right now. That's why we're trying to get ahead of this before it happens. So this is the perfect time, by the way, if you have some extra things in the attic or the basement or your backyard, you don't need anymore. I don't use that anymore. Right now, you stand an excellent chance of selling it to someone, whereas during a recession, you won't. So this is the time to get rid of those items and get a decent price for it. eBay, yard sales. Oh, yard sales. We're heading into yard sale season. The perfect time, obviously, to buy and sell things that we need. But even better, find ways to make extra cash. I have people on the channel all the time saying, I can't afford to buy these things. Then find way that when there's a will, there's a way. Find ways to make extra cash so you can buy the extra things you will need. We're not talking about luxuries. We're talking about survival. We're talking about having the food you need to survive what's coming. So don't think that you don't have enough cash. You need to get your mindset and saying, oh, if there isn't, I need to find ways. Maybe you can write a book you've always wanted to, or watch some neighbor's kids. People are looking for that kind of stuff. Dog sitting, a cleaning service. What do all these have in common? Personal. People don't want to hire a corporation to watch their dog. They don't want to hire some corporation daycare to watch their kids. They do that because they have no choice, when you could be doing those things and actually making really good money with it, by the way. Number four, you need to prioritize your debt payoff. This is a really big one. Now, debt is debt. And I understand sometimes you have to go into debt. I mean, obviously, I recommend you never go into debt for anything. But, you know, things happen, especially when it comes to your mortgage. And the mortgage is the most shocking part about this. Now, if you have a couple small credit card bills, pay those off first, high interest rates, then use that extra money to work on your mortgage or whatever the case may be. But I want you to understand something, that if this recession turns into a depression, which it very well might, during the Great Depression, people lost their homes. And it's not from what you think, where they just lost their job. Now, we're talking about people who literally were on time for every one of their payments, still had a job, but because of the way the economy is working, read your fine print in your mortgage lien. Read it. I'm not kidding you. Look this up. Literally, they can call your loan with 30 days notice out of the blue. And they did this during the Great Depression. That's scary. I'm making all my payments. Doesn't matter. You have 30 days to pay off this loan or we're taking your home. Especially today, these corporations want to take homes like no tomorrow because they turn them into rental. That's what they want to do, is make everything so you don't own your home, but we'll rent it from them instead. So watch for this. And then finally, number five, diversify your assets. And again, that sounds like a huge thing, mutual funds. It doesn't necessarily mean that. Your assets are things you own. I want you to understand that during the Great Depression, those who didn't just survive but thrived had tangible assets, physical items they could hold in their hand, not like imaginary money as far as like credit and stocks. And yeah, there's a lot of imaginary stuff in stocks too, by the way, but actually hard, tangible assets, things they owned, they did very, very well, very well. And as Goshen Prepping, that's what we focus on, isn't it? We talk about, you know what, when you see cans of corn on sale, if you need to flood corn, if it's on sale, buy twice as many, three times as many. When this is on sale, buy extra of that and stock up on this, because you know what, the time comes, having the extra food and gear, we're talking about bartering, really bad times, people really want that stuff. And you are suddenly now rich because you have these things because you thought ahead of time. That's what Goshen Prepping is all about. All right, again, listen, relax. We're not there yet. We are more than likely heading into a recession. And you know, all those things that we talk about in the grocery store, there's still a lot of inexpensive stuff right now. Sales are fantastic. Take advantage of the sales and stock up with that stuff now. Stock up now, hit the sales, even hit yard sales coming up too. Because tough times are coming. But listen, this is the moral of the story. Goshen Prepping, we prepare for those tough times, not to survive, but to thrive and shine and do very well, because tomorrow is a good tomorrow, and we want to prepare for that. Thanks for watching, as always, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Guess what? Eric knows his stuff. Yeah, I follow him too. I don't put him on the YouTube or on the shout-outs as much. I used to. But he is really good. And believe it or not, he is a Taekwondo master. And he's participated in several national meets. He's got a lot of medals. And he's a retired doctor. And before that, he worked, I believe, in nuclear physics. Nuclear whatever with the Army, and very smart man had to retire due to a slight brain injury, but I'll tell you what, he's very smart, very good to watch, and it's a Goshen Prepping, so you want to check them out. I'll probably add them to the list, but you know, everybody's talking about a recession coming up, and I'll tell you what, it gets scary. So when you get that bill for your credit card, pay it off. And don't buy a lot of stuff. I mean, you get your necessities and you pay down your bills. Try to use cash as much as you can. And that's the best way to do it. Well, hopefully you had some laughs tonight. You had some information to get you ready for what could possibly happen this summer. And, you know, I get calls and they say, Mr. Xie, you live at such and such and such. You want to buy your house? And I pause and I say, well, sure. Oh, Mrs. Yeah, good, good. You want to sell your house? Why, of course. Offers start at $3 million and go up. Click. You have those calls? I get one a week. It's usually somebody else. But it's always an Oriental that wants to buy the house. And I'm not selling. And I make the numbers so atrocious that they don't want to buy the house, which is great because it's in good condition. So anyhow, so much stuff going on. And just watch your money, watch how you spend it. God, it sounds like money and change on Sundays at 7. But it's true. Keep following the news, see what's going on. Prep as much as you can. You know, get the canned goods. They're good for at least 5 years after the due date, as long as they're not bulging or dented or anything like that. They're still good. Make sure that you have plenty of water. Make sure you've got the clothing for the season. Oh, make sure you have batteries, maybe battery backup. How about a generator? Do you have a generator in case the power goes out? Oh, we are in hurricane season. No, no. Up here, it's called tornadoes. Tornado season, we've got rough weather coming in. I guess it's going to be Saturday to Ohio. And I don't know how bad it's going to be. But they say that it's going to have high winds and all this kind of stuff. And we could end up with some tornadoes. And they'll have them to the south of us and out to the west of us. So, you know, you got to be prepared. Do you have flashlights? Do you have solar flashlights that you can charge in the sun? Do you have plenty of batteries? Do you have a good first aid kit? Do you know how to use it? Is your car gassed up? Do you have a special place to store your gas outside of your house, not inside? There are containers you can get to do that. Do you have solar panels? Some people do, some people don't. But that's one thing to take a look at. A lot of things going on, guys. A lot of things to prep for. And if you don't prep, when stuff happens, you know, there's that fan and the hooey hits the fan, and you're not ready. Walmart, Kroger's, every place will be cleaned out so quick. It takes them 3 days to restock, and if they don't have power, that's another problem. Well, hey, guys, so much for my world. I hope your world is in good shape. I hope you have a good weekend, and I will talk to you Sunday on Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. And with that, that's all we've got. Have a good week.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.